compassion. But like, yeah, with the black and white thinking and thinking like this person's bad, but like I'm not because I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really look inward and think about when we've hurt somebody and we've done bad things in the past. And like a lot of those times, the most horrible things that we've done haven't truly been on purpose to like hurt that person. And there's not, this is what they're saying in the, what I was looking at with Buddhism and forgiveness, but just like there's, people are so caught up in like how something was deliberately done or like something was done to hurt them or like it. I think people care so much about intention, and a lot of the time we don't give people the benefit of the doubt, and I don't give people the benefit of the mm-hmm. doubt either. Like I'm like, actions can speak for themselves. Like I know what you did, but it's also like there's so much going on behind those actions, and some things, it's hard because some things do seem really unforgivable, but that just makes you suffer if you can't forgive that person. And like that person, you know, might not care or not if you're trying to plan their, you know, their, to plan revenge. And that's not yeah. really useful either for you to just keep on holding on. And that like kind of keeps you connected to the past with like not being able to forgive.
Yeah. I think forgiveness is also something that is a quality that someone can have. If someone is willing to forgive, I think it's an emotional, like a very strong sign of emotional intelligence, because forgiveness means that you cannot take certain situations personally, because yeah, you're saying that people can do actions mm-hmm. that don't reflect anything on you or what you did, but it's what they feel internally. And it's kind of knowing, having that sense and knowing that is key.
Yeah, because they were also saying like not being able to forgive somebody is almost a sign of selfishness, because mm-hmm. we're so wrapped up in like yeah. what they did to us and how that makes us feel and how that reflects how they see. Like it's all about you and like your problems and your pain.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you did this and this and it's all your fault.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also like, this is something that I'm trying to work on, but like talking about gratitude, that like that person who did something or that situation that you're in is giving you an opportunity to like try to develop forgiveness in yourself. And like, if somebody does something really terrible to you, then that is an opportunity to forgive them. And if like nothing bad happens to you your whole life and nobody does you any harm, then you won't really have that ability to develop, because the first time you experience something like somebody doing something that's so unjust or mm-hmm. so, you know, cruel or something like that, how you interpret it that way, like you're like, why me, like what is this, like why.
Yeah, the more that you experience things in life and understand that it's not personal and that you just have to keep moving forward is key again. And that mm-hmm. it, you can't just stay stuck in your little corner and think that everything is perfect and that no one will do anything bad and you don't have to forgive them and et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. But it's painful. It's painful to forgive. But
yeah,
you're going to have to at some point in a situation in life.
Yeah. And it's painful not to forgive too. Maybe yeah. even more so like long term. But it like this whole way of thinking in Buddhism, like I really appreciate it. And they talk about like stop judging your thoughts, or like by repressing them or indulging with them, like just let them be. And then you can like think about other people that way, like just let them be, mm-hmm. don't project or like influence them in any way. But it's also like, it's almost this kind of thinking of like, oh, live and let live, you know, like learn and grow from whatever things are happening out there. And I know they're not saying that completely, but it does cause a bit of conflict in my mind of thinking like, yeah, we need to have gratitude for this person. We can't be too selfish. We need to have all this compassion and forgive. But I'm also wondering like what the other side of that is, like what we were talking about before with justice and with accountability yeah. and like
let them keep making the same mistake.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And it's just a tough balance to hold sometimes, in my mind at least, like between forgiveness and yeah, like basically going back to what I was saying before, like forgiveness and anger. Yeah, because once you let go of what that person did, you know, it's not really your problem anymore. And maybe it's a good thing that it's not your problem, but then whose problem is it to make somebody else realize what they did is mm-hmm. wrong? And maybe it's impossible too to like actually get down to the core of that person. They need to realize that for themselves. But I know that we reflect, like, we practice self-esteem by also like looking at the reactions of other people, and like that's how we learn social rules and morality in a way too, is like we're looking around to see other people's reactions to what we did. So that's also kind of an important thing, to react in certain ways. It's hard, honestly.
It's hard to forgive. It's hard not to forgive. Mm-hmm. But I think it just comes with time and with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Wise people forgive. So
people do forgive. And there's so much more nuance to the Buddhist view on forgiveness that I haven't had time to get into, and maybe we can at a later time. But I think they are also for accountability fully. It's just, you know, difficult to wrap your head around that.
Yeah.
Forgiveness and accountability, like, this sounds like a perfect combination.
Mm.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about this topic for now.
Me as well.
Perfect.
Me as well. We are going to go back to our scheduled music. I think these are some of my picks now. So the next one you will be hearing is called Garza Azul by the artist Maria Uzbek, and it's from her album Natural Lisa. So hope you enjoy. Te ves en la mirada del sol, sonríes sin saber quién es, que te trajo hasta hoy, sin ninguna precaución, te consume la curiosidad, y si el tiempo fuera gris tal vez, te pudieras hacerlo feliz. Thank you.
When it's showtime, when it's showtime, I dedicate my energy. When it's showtime, when it's showtime, when it's showtime, when it's showtime, when it's show, when it's show, when it's show, when it's show.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Siempre es esa pregunta. ¿Seré legítima de estar en la comunidad? ¿En la comunidad queer? ¿Tengo mi espacio? ¿Tengo mi sitio?
Espacio vacío.
caracteriza. Siempre nos lleva a una imagen del porno, de algo sexy, de ser. Que nos sexualiza.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. The last three songs you heard were all by the artist Olympic 4000 from her album Mutante. This one you're hearing is called Nos Sexualizans. Hopefully I said that right.
Nos Sexualizan.
Yeah, that sounds better. And then the last two were also by her, as I said, Con La Mujer and Showtime. Amazing album.
So good. We were just dancing for the last 10 minutes. Clapping at random intervals because we just felt so compelled to do so. It was great. But that's pretty much the end of our show today. Thank you for tuning in. Next up is Sociologic.
It should. Okay. The program still says Sociologic, but it is now an open mic slot. So if you'd like to come and volunteer for the station, try out a couple and do an open mic and be right next to us.
Whoa.
But anyways, you will only be hearing some clips and promos. But stay tuned for that and also for Bitcoover at 8 p.m. But again, thank you so much. And we will see you next Tuesday.
We will see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.